One of my favorite local nonprofits in the house right now, Adam's House. And the reason, well, we'll get into the reason, because we have incredible people who can really explain what Adam's House does and really the need that is being met, especially in really, really tough times for families here in Connecticut. So back on the show with us, we have Allison, who is here, founder of Adam's House. Very excited to have you here. And Noelle sitting across from me as well. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You. So Allison, I always love to start off with, if people have not heard of Adam's House before, I don't know how, unless you're just not listening to my show. Tell us a little bit about where the idea of Adam's House came from and the services you provide.
Sure. So in 2012, my husband Adam passed away suddenly of a heart attack. I have three children, and in search of grief support for them, I realized that it was an area that really needed to be shored up for our children. Therapy exists. Therapy is fantastic. But my children were very vocal that they wanted to be around other kids that were going through what they were going through. So that is kind of where the idea started. And so now, these years later, Adam's House sits in Shelton, Connecticut. It is a bereavement center. So we offer grief education and peer support for children and families who have lost a loved one. Could be anyone that the child's been impacted by. So if the child's struggling, they're welcome to attend. And we are at no cost. So, you know, that's it in a bubble.
What's also really neat about Adam's House that really attracted me to your services is the fact that you do the whole family at once.
Yes.
But that's really complex because, to your point, I would imagine, not to speak for your children, but I would imagine they all reacted differently to the passing of their father, your husband.
Yeah.
And so how you do that, but also focusing on certainly the adult aspect all at the same time. How do you do that?
Sure. Yeah, you're correct. I mean, everyone grieves differently. It's a kind of an interesting thing that happens when grief happens in your home, is that there's almost this, you know, weird judgment that takes place. Like, why is he not crying? Why am I crying? I'm grieving more. You're not, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think Adam's House is one of those. It's like a silver lining for families because we get to normalize this process for all the different styles of grieving. And then in-house, we break down. So there's a parent group, and then there's a teen group, a middles group, and a littles group, because they want to hear from their peers. You know, especially when you get to the teens and the middles, you know, the adults in their world, you know, don't matter quite as much as what the peers have to say. And
sure.
So it is a very impactful environment for them to be empowered in their grief, because it's like, oh, I thought I was the only one dealing with this. I thought I was the only one feeling these feelings. But now, you know, three other people in my group just said the same thing. So I'm not as, you know, odd as I thought I was
right.
in this grief space.
Right. Well, it can feel
grief's so complicated.
And it can feel very isolating.
Sure.
To your point, Allison, that it, you know, exactly that it's so interesting to me that when people are going through a hard time in any facet,
sure.
the first thing that people will do is judge the way you react.
Absolutely.
Are you being overdramatic? Are you not being dramatic enough? Is this
sure.
justified? And it's just crazy to me that that's even something
yeah.
that humans can feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
But beyond that, being able to address everybody where they are and doing that, you do it in, I always forget this number. Is it an 8-week program?
It's an 8-week program.
I knew
it's
it.
Curriculum based.
Yeah.
You did know it. You nailed that.
I should know by now, though, honestly, right? I mean, I can't say that you're one of my favorites if I don't know the curriculum. But yeah, so an 8-week program.
Yeah. And, you know, we dovetail in all the ways that children grieve. And so there's art, there's music, there's game playing. And people don't believe me until they do program. But while we're talking about a difficult thing, these children are actually having a good time. And
that's good. That's healthy.
It is healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they typically don't want to leave after the 8 weeks. And so the adults in the parent group are like, what's actually happening upstairs? Why do they like coming here? I'm glad they do, but
right.
you know, we're tapping into, you know, how they do this work.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we're bringing a normalcy to a very
yes.
not normal situation.
Correct.
For everybody, regardless
yes.
of age. And I think the other thing that I really love, don't worry, Noelle, I see you. I'm coming to you, I promise. Noelle's got all the details for how you can support, just so you know that Noelle's a very key part of this conversation.
Yes,
but the other thing I also want to talk about, though, the actual house.
Sure.
I think it's very unique that when you go to Adam's House, it does not feel like you're at a therapist's office.
Sure.
I think that's what I love most of all. Not that I don't
Absolutely.
Love your staff and I don't love what you're doing, but I think it was the second I came into Adam's
yeah.
House, I was blown away. it felt like I was going to either an old friend's house or maybe the parent or grandparents' house of a very dear friend of mine. It felt like home away from home.
Sure. And that was intentional. It was really important that from the get-go, we kind of set the message that, you know, we don't think you're sick. We don't think anything's wrong with you. And it should feel like that. It mm-hmm. should feel like you're coming to a family member or a friend's home for support. And it's funny because, like, when the children enter, especially like the teenage, especially like 15 and up or 14 and up,
sure.
when they enter, they're so mad and so grouchy.
Of course
that
they
they're
are.
Of course, right? We
Why are you forcing
that.
This?
Yeah. But then by the time they kind of get into the kitchen, you could kind of see there, what is happening here? You know, they're trying to catch up to
right.
what is this environment? And then typically by the time we finish the tour upstairs, now they're kind of like, wait, when does this start? Are we coming here? You know, and they're kind of half, you know, they're half in.
Mm.
And I always say to the parents, the first week, getting them there the first week is your biggest challenge, and then the rest will take care of itself. And
yeah,
that typically is how it runs.
That's amazing. And I can't remember, but how many would you say ballpark, how many families you think you've helped?
You know, I get tired of when I
I'm
hear
sure
this
you do,
number.
But I think it's so impactful.
Yeah.
Noelle, is that a you question?
That is an amazing
question.
Oh,
how many families would you say?
We've helped over 450 families, kids, parents, other adults, since we opened and had our first program in 2017.
Wow. I think that's, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I try to ignore that. So, like, yeah.
I think that that is, oh my gosh, that should be put on a billboard somewhere. I think that's incredible.
Thank you.
To tout. That's amazing. Because again, to your earlier point, Allison, what Adam's House does is something very unique and is really hard to find.
Sure.
So the fact that this exists and now 400 or so families were able to grieve properly and create community around it, that's a big deal.
And that, I love that you said that, because that's the piece that I really love, is that, you know, these families, and look, I say it all the time, you're going to get out of Adam's House what you put in. So if you trust your group, and I always hope you trust your group, you leave with a community. You leave with, you know, this extra layer of family mm-hmm. in that grief space, and people who understand you at another level. And, you know, look, you know, we're very, we have a lot of people that don't have family in their, you know, in their surroundings.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Adam's House can become that resource for community for them.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. And again, you're hearing from Allison, who's the founder of Adam's House. I do want to go to Noelle, who is also director of communications at Adam's House, because one of the things Allison had mentioned before was that people go free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal, but you got to get that money from somewhere. And so that's why we always like to highlight ways that people can give. And certainly they can give throughout the year. But you have some pretty incredible fundraising events that people can also really enjoy themselves and sort of get that bonus when they're giving back.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up? You know, obviously Dancing with the Stars. I mean, we got to talk about
right.
that.
Right. Dancing with the Stars is the biggest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be on Friday, October 17th this year at the Warehouse at Fairfield Theater Company. You know about Dancing with the Stars, having been a dancer for us.
I know. that was so cool.
Yeah. It's a great way to have, you know, the community involved, get our supporters and donors in the room, obviously, and introduce Adam's House to a whole new group of people who might not know about us. It is a really fun event this year. We're having back Lisa Lampanelli, who's a legendary stand-up comedian, podcaster, and Taylor Kinsler is going to be our MC.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Lisa decided to step into the judge's chair this year. She really felt like that's where she wanted to be, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And we have dancers. We are switching up our format a little bit this year, where we have four different Fred Astaire dance studios helping us, from Hamden, Orange, Shelton, and Norwalk, and they're actually bringing their best students with the professionals.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's really going to be a show, dinner and a show. We have a great new caterer on board, lots of dancing and fun, and then we're going to end the evening back to what we did kind of traditionally, where the group in the room can kind of show off their own dance moves.
I gotta be honest, Noelle, I do not envy the judges, because I'm not knocking any of us. Listen, I was one of the dancers, but when you have actual students now mm-hmm. competing, wow, this is like a real dance competition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mean in a mean way, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I'm an amateur. I was never a ballroom dancer, so and most of the people who were the stars, if you want to call it that, Had no real prior dancing experience, but I do not envy the judges. That's a real like Dancing with the Stars show. That's incredible.
Yes, yeah. And you were fabulous. The change this year where, you know, with these students coming, some of them are the, you know, they're the ones that compete nationally.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, they go to showcases in Vegas and
what
Chicago.
What a cool
and,
opportunity.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for people to really see, especially with Dancing with the Stars back on the air now, you know, watching that kind of live and in person right up close is a great opportunity for people to support Adam's House and have a great time.
That sounds like so much fun. Great show.
It's going to be a great show.
This is a really cool change. I'm very excited. I'm excited for it. So it's October 17th and you guys have tickets available online right now?
Yes. If you go to our Facebook page or Instagram, Adam's House CT, you can also go to our website under events. And so they're available there.
Okay, cool. And we'll also post it to our website, voiceofct.com, if people are interested. I want to also let people know sort of either throughout the year, if there are other things that they should kind of keep in mind, back of their mind, because maybe October 17th doesn't work for them. We hope it does. This is an amazing event. I could tell you firsthand, it's incredible. But what are some other things that, especially I'd love to be able to talk about other things on sort of the, not wish list so much, but things you guys are working on and that we need to have the support to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the other things with Dancing with the Stars, if you can't be there, is that there are sponsorships available and our program ad and things like that. So definitely check it out, whether you can attend or not. We also have opportunities through the year to give. We have donors who give on a monthly basis, who kind of help us with different projects that are going on and supporting program. Like Allison said, we have our kids come in. It's free of charge for families. But it does cost about $1,000 per family to have them come into program. So sponsoring families that come in is a really great way for somebody to feel that instant kind of personal connection to what we do. We also participate in the Great Give in the spring. So that's another big fundraiser for us as well.
That's amazing. And again, if you want more information about Adam's House or some of the upcoming events, including Dancing with the Stars coming at you October 17th, we will link it on our website, voiceofct.com. You can find it all there. I want to thank you both so much for always taking the time to be on WICC and sharing all this on our platform. We really appreciate it. And I hope October 17th is a great success. I'm sure it's going to be.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Of course. You're always welcome back. I appreciate
love
you both.
Visiting.
Yeah, we love having you here. Allison and Noel, again, here from Adam's House. And if you want any more information, be sure to check out our website, voiceofct.com.